Today's daf is Shabbos daf Memches, and we are Be'ezus Hashem at the beginning of a new perek, the fourth perek of Masechta Shabbos, perek Bameh Toimnin on daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalem of the Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yechiel Yosef ben Sarah, Ya'el bas Bela, Rachel Maita bas Sarah, Henech Yisrael ben Esther Necha, Yitzchok Elio ben Chaya Sara, Avram Yekosil ben Gittel, and Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov ben Yecheskel, Leah bas Yaakov ben Sion, Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Alchanan, and Meir ben Ze'ev. So the fourth perek of Mesechtes Shabbos in many ways is a continuation of the third perek. So the third perek was Perek Kira, which dealt with halachos of Bishul and halachos of Mukta. The first half of the perek dealt primarily with halachos of Bishul, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Shia, Chazara, Michael ben Drusoy, the Machloikis, Chananya, and the Chachamim. If somebody cooks in an unconventional way, Toldus Ar, Toldus Chama, Hamavashal Bechama, etc., etc. The second half of the perek dealt primarily with the laws of Mukta. The fourth perek is going to deal again with halachos related to Bishul and with halachos related to Mukta. Now, the first Mishnah deals specifically with the halacha of hatmana. So hatmana is a sif katan in the world of Bishul, and it requires a very, very brief introduction. So hatmana literally means to cover food. So if you have food that's hot, you want to maintain its heat, what one might do is cover it. Today you would cover it with a towel, but once upon a time there were different things that people used to cover food, and as we'll see, sometimes hatmana was mutter for food that you're going to eat on Shabbos, and sometimes hatmana was aser for food that you're going to eat on Shabbos. And the truth is that when you talk about hatmana, really there's two separate isurim related to the idea of hatmana. Is you're taking hot food and you're wrapping it, Lekavet Shabbos. But the two Isurim are different in nature, and in fact the reason that they're aser is for different reasons as well. The first halacha of hatmana is a person is not allowed to do hatmana with a davar she'einoy moisef hevel, certainly with a davar that's moisef hevel, once a Shabbos. That means on Shabbos you're not allowed to take half food and wrap it. It doesn't matter what you're wrapping it in. It doesn't matter if the thing that you're wrapping it in is moisef hevel, meaning it's going to make it hotter, or the thing that you're wrapping it in is einoy moisef hevel, meaning it's just going to maintain its heat. Either way, the halacha is it's going to be yasser. The second halacha of hatmana is that a person is not allowed to do hatmana with food even on Erev Shabbos, assuming you're going to want to eat the food on Shabbos, if you're doing the hatmana in a dover that's moisef hevel. So if you're doing the hatmana on Shabbos, it doesn't matter if it's a dover on moisef hevel or it's a dover she'ini moisef hevel. If you're doing the hatmana on Erev Shabbos, then the only time it's going to be aser is if it's a dover on moisef hevel. Now the isra hatmana is an isra derabbanan. That means the chachamim felt that even though midday raisa you could do hatmana, you're not cooking anything, you're just maintaining the heat. That's certainly not something that's a problem on a biblical level. But chachamim felt it should be a problem. So why did they aser it? So the Gemara, earlier in the Masechta, in Perek Bameh Madlikin, in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph discussed it. The Gemara said, "Amar Rava, mipnei ma amru ein toimnim bedavish ein moisef hevel m'sheicha sheicha. Why is it that you're not allowed to do atmana on Shabbos, even with a davar that doesn't make the food hotter, even with something that's not moisef hevel?" And Rava said, "The reason is gzeira shema yarsiach, because we're afraid that if you're gonna wrap the food, you may come to cook the food." Meaning, once you're allowed to get involved in the kitchen on that level, where you're doing something to, at the very least, maintain the heat of your hot food, there's a concern that you may cook it. Cook it can run you into real deraisa issues. So the Chachamim said, you're never allowed to do atman on Shabbos. Gzeira shema yarsiach. Ravi continued. He said, why is there halachi not allowed to do atman on Erev Shabbos? Meaning, bishleim on Shabbos, gzeira mishum bishul. But Erev Shabbos, what are you worried about? Bishul, you're allowed to cook on Erev Shabbos. So Rava said that's for a different reason. Gzeira, we were concerned. Shema yatmin beremetz sheish bagachelz. Chama, we're worried that maybe you'll wrap it in something that has coals. You may, Erev Shabbos, take the food and not just wrap it in a towel, but something that has a call. Amalei Abaya, Sabaya told Rav Yatman, who cares? It's Erev Shabbos. What's the problem? So Rav said, I'll tell you the problem. We're afraid that if you're going to have your hot food wrapped in coals, on coal, on Shabbos, you may decide that the food is not hot enough. You may stoke the coals. There's a Gzeira Shem Yechat Gecholim, and for that reason, you're not allowed to do Atman even on Erev Shabbos. But being that the whole Issa to do Atman Erev Shabbos is only related to what happens if you do Atmana in coals, so the Chachamim limited the Gzeira to something similar to coals. Coals is a Dover on Moisef Hevel, so for that reason, the Gzeira was limited to things that are Moisef Hevel. In other words, there's an Isra Atmana that's Nogeya on Shabbos, there's an Isra Atmana that's Nogeya even on Erev Shabbos, the Isra Atmana that's Nogeya on Shabbos is true whether it's a Dover on Moisef Hevel, Dover Shein on Moisef Hevel, the Isra Atmana that's Nogeya Erev Shabbos is only for a Dover on Moisef Hevel, for Loi Roiza Keroiza. Their Isra is for two separate reasons. Both Gzeira is Chachamim, but different Gzeira. You now do Atmana on Shabbos, there's a concern you may come to cook. You're not allowed to do a ton on Erev Shabbos. It's a gzeira shem yechate b'kchala. On that note, zok the Mishnah. Vameh toimnim, uvameh ein toimnim. So the Mishnah is discussing specifically the halacha that you're not allowed to do a ton on Erev Shabbos. And the only time you're not allowed to do a ton on Erev Shabbos is if you're wrapping it in a dovra moisef hevel. So the Mishnah wants to know, what's an example of something that you can do hatmana with on Erev Shabbos, meaning what's a dover she'in in Moisef Hevel, and what's an example of something you can't be matrim with on Erev Shabbos, what's an example of a dover that's Moisef Hevel, meaning if we were dealing with hatmana on Shabbos, you wouldn't have this Mishnah about met toimnim uvama ein toimnim, because you'd never be allowed to do hatmana. Hatmana on Shabbos is always awesome. It's Erev Shabbos, where sometimes yes, sometimes not. What does it depend on? Is it Moisef Hevel, is it not Moisef Hevel? So we need a Mishnah to tell us what's considered Moisef Hevel, what's not Moisef Hevel. So this is similar to the second parak in the Masechta, which deals with Bameh Madlikin, Uvamo'e Madlikin. So we're not dealing with Hadlaka, here we're dealing with Hatmana. Zok the Gemara, Ein Toimin Nala Du Hatmana, Lebe Gefes. So Gefes we had in the first Mishnah in Parakira. That's the pulp of fruit. V'loi bezevel, you're not allowed to use fertilizer. V'loi bemelch, you're not allowed to use salt. V'loi besid, you're not allowed to use plaster. V'loi bechol, you're not allowed to use sand. Bein lachem, bein yevesh, it doesn't matter if it's moist or if it's dry. Either way, it's considered a dover moist of hevel. You can't do atman. Additionally, v'loi beteven, you're not allowed to use straw. V'loi bezagin, you're not allowed to use, Rashi says, the psoilus of wine. V'loi bemoichin. Moichin, Rashi says, is a soft fabric, and Rashi gives examples of it. Wool, cotton. So you get the point. V'loy ba'asav, you're not allowed to use grass, bezman shehin lachin. Those things, however, are only an issue if they're moist. Avol toim devem sheyivesh, if they're going to be dry, it's not going to be a problem. Again, what's the rule? The rule is, if it's a dover on moisef hevel, it's an iser. If it's a dover shein in moisef hevel, it's going to be mutter. And again, why is there an iser atmana erev Shabbos? The reason is, there's a concern, shema yichata b'kholam. Banim Toisvis on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis discusses whether, being that the concern, the reason you're not allowed to do Atman and Erev Shabbos with Avraham Moisef Hevel is because of Shemi Yichata Gecholim, whether you would have the first sugya of Perakira. In the first sugya of Perakira, the Gemara addressed that there are certain times we don't have a cheshash of Shemi Yichata Gecholim. For example, according to Chananya, you're allowed to do Shehiya on a Kira that's not Geruf of the Ketuma, Gefes ve'etzim, because once it's cooked a certain shear, there's no concern anymore. Shemi yichat gecholim. Would the same be true according to Chananya as it relates to hatmana bedavra moisef hevel on erev Shabbos? The Gemara discussed food that's completely cooked. What about if it's mitstamik v'raloi? There for sure there was no concern. Shemi yichat gecholim. How would that relate to the halachas of hatmana? So Tosfa says that, believe it or not, as it relates to hatmana, it's more chomer than it was in the sugis of shehiya. Why? So Tosfos says, because when you're cooking food, a little bit of chitoy gecholim, let's say the person decides he wants to stoke the coals, how much of an impact is it going to have on the food? Probably not that much of an impact. However, when you're doing hatmana, you're not trying to cook the food. All you're trying to do is maintain the heat. So there's a thought that a little bit of being yechate gecholim may make a very big difference. I mean that it might make a big difference, so over there there's more of a concern. So maybe to cook food, shemi yechate gecholim, where it's already cooked, Michael ben Drusoy, where you're going with your shemi yechate gecholim. So over there, Chananya said, I'm not worried about it. You could do shia even if it's not gara for katim. But over here by Atmana, there's more of a chashash. The Tosfos is medayik. He says he has rise from the sugyas that the chashash, the concern of Shema Yechata Gecholna was actually more clear and present in the context of a Hatmona B'Dovra Moisef Hevel than it was with regards to Shehiyah. Zok Digmar, Iba Iluhu. So the first thing that the Mishnah said, Ein Taimnim, was Gefes. He's not let it use the pulp of fruit. Says the Gemara, is it Gefes of Eitzim Tanan? Avodah Shom Shem Shabbat Dom. He's only Gefes of Zesim, of an olive. But if you want to use the Gefes of sesame, that would be Motor. Idom Shom Shem Tanan, maybe Gefes means even the Gefes of Shumshum, because came to Zaysin, and certainly wouldn't be allowed to use the one of Zaysin. So apparently the heat that radiated from Gefes of olives was more intense, it was more aggressive, it was more feisty than the heat that radiated from Shumshum. Chazal had a tzad that maybe Gefes of Zaysim's more a Dovra Moisef Hevel. Mishnah didn't get involved. What type of Gefes are we talking about? That was the Ibai of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Toshmat Amar Rabzeiro. Rabzeiro said, Mishum Chadbe Rabbiana, in the name of one of the Chachomim of Rabbiana is Yeshiva. The following. Kupa Shatoman Bo. If someone has a box, and inside the box, you hid food. So you did hatmana in a box. Now a box is a Dovra She'ena Moisef Hevel. So if you did it on Erev Shabbos, this in and of itself wouldn't be a problem. However, the Chad Debei Rav Yana said a chiddush. He said also lehanicha al gefesh al etzim, that even though you did a hatman and a davar she'ena moisef hevel, so right now if you do this erev Shabbos, there's no problem whatsoever. However, you're not allowed to put it on top of gefesh al etzim. What's the reason? The reason is, because being that it's in a state of Atmana, even though it's in a state of Atmana, but Dovah She'enim Moisef Hevel, if you're going to now put it on top of the Gefesh HaLeitzim, the heat is going to radiate from the Gefesh HaLeitzim. Combine that with the fact that it's in a quasi-state of Atmana, albeit Bedovah She'enim Moisef Hevel, and together you're going to end up with a problem. Meaning, stamp to put it on top of Gefesh HaLeitzim is not an issue, it's not Atmana. Atmana is not putting something on top of something else, it's wrapping it inside of it, it's enveloping it. So putting it on top of the Gefesh HaLeitzim really wouldn't be a problem. And putting it in a kupa be'erev Shabbos is also not a problem, because it's Dovah She'enim Moisef Hevel. But if it's in a kupa, and now you put that on top of the Gefesh HaLeitzim, it's going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, Shema Amina, what do you see from here? She'leitzim tanan, right? She'leitzim tanan. He was talking specifically about Gefesh HaLeitzim. So if we're talking specifically about Gefesh HaLeitzim, so you see that the only time Gefesh is considered Dovah Moisef Hevel is when it's Zeisim. But the Gemara says, no, right? Maybe as it relates to real classic case of Atmano, maybe the Isser is not only Begefesh HaLeitzim, it's true for Gefesh HaLeitzim as well. But the Indian Asuki Havlo, but as it relates to this separate chiddush, this is not your classic Atmana. This is a case where you did Atmana but Davash Eina Moisef Hevel. You just put it on top of a Dover on Moisef Hevel. Maybe for that, you need something that's very Moisef Hevel. And for that, maybe Gefesh Shal Shum Shum wouldn't be enough. For that, you would need Gefesh Shal Zeitzim, meaning Asuke Havlo de Zeisim Maski. But Havlo de Shum Shum and Loi Maski Havlo. The Hevel of the Zeisim is Masik Hevel. But the Shum Shum is not so Masik Hevel. So if it's wrapped in Shum Shum, maybe could be, that would be a problem. It's Regeh, that specific halacha, that there you have the halacha of Gefesh Shal Zeitzim. Zok de Gemara. So on the topic of putting one hot thing on top of another hot thing. So we just mentioned that if you would take hot food, put it in a box, Erev Shabbos, not a problem, put the box on top of Gefesh Shal Zeisim, which isn't just a Dovra Moisef Hevel, it's a Dovra that's Moisef a lot of Hevel, that loch is it would be a problem. So on that note, the Gemara says, Rabbi Rab Zeira, Iktu Lebei Reish Kalusa. Rabbi and Rab Zeira were once by the Reish Kalusa. Chazu Lahu Avdo, the Anuch Kuza Demayan. They saw that one of the servants, one of the slaves of the Reish Kalusa, he took a Kuza Demaya, he took a water that wasn't hot, and he put it apuma de kumkuma, put it on top of a kettle where water was coming out of. So the Gemara says, Nazir Rabbi. Rabbi got very upset at him. Rabbi yelled at him. There's many Gemaras where you find Rabbi was very sharp. Rabbi was a very, very big charif. Many Gemaras, Rabbi was come Rabbi v'shachta le Rab Zeira, right? That's avoin de kulano. But Rabbi was very, very sharp. So Nazir Rabbi, Amalei Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira told Rabbi, why are you so upset at him? What did he do so terrible? Ma'ishnomi mecham agabi mecham. Meaning, I assume you're upset because he took something cold, he put it on top of something hot. But who said you're not allowed to put something cold on top of something hot? He's not cooking it. The assumption was it was never going to cook. It's not hatmana because he didn't wrap it. You just put item A on top of item B. And by the way, he told him there's a mafurisha halacha. This is a halacha that the Gemara is going to discuss later in the perek that says you're allowed to put a mecham agabi mecham. You're allowed to take something hot and put it on top of something else that's hot. So l'chura, there's no reason there should be a problem, and I have a raya that it's mutter. So Rab Zeira told Rabbi, why are you getting so angry at this person for? Amalei, he told him, he says, no, I think it is a problem. It's not an issa deraisa, but I think it's an issa derabanan, and don't bring me rayas from mecham agabi mecham. Mecham agabi mecham, it was one hot item on top of another hot item. Here it's a cool item on top of a hot item. Over here, I think it's a problem. The Gemara says, so Rabbi and Rab Zeira, they were in the house of the Reish Kalusa. And then they saw this Eved, this same person, the Paratz Das Tudor Apume de Kuba. So what's a Das Tudor? Rashi says, Tudor Shal Rosh. It's a tichel or a turban. So this person took his turban off and he put it on top of the food that he was serving. Va'anach natal ilove. So he had his hot chicken soup. So he wanted to put down the ladle. He didn't know where to put the ladle. So he took his tichel off, let alone forget the hygiene, but he puts it on top of the soup and then he put his ladle on top of that tichel. So the Gemara says when Rabbi saw that, he got upset again. Again, he got upset. Rabbi told him, Amai, what did he do now? I mean, Mamish did nothing wrong. Amalei, so he told him, watch, you're going to see what he did wrong. So the Gemara says, what happened was this person, his tichel got a little bit wet. Why? Because it absorbed the moisture that was coming out of the chicken soup. So what did he do to his tichel? He went and he squeezed it out, which is a big problem. It's schita, it's a told of malabein. So Rabbi told Rabbi Zeira, I told you so. You see it was going to be a problem. Amaleis, Rabbi Zeira told Rabbi, Maishnami parvanko. He says, I understand. So if you were worried about this, and I hear, I mean, l'chaira, you proved me wrong, because this person ended up being Michal Shabbos, but at the same time, the halach is that you're allowed to do this ordinarily. Meaning you're allowed to take a shmata, put it on top of the soup, and then put your ladle on top of that shmata. So what's the difference between a tichel and a shmata? Amaleis, no, hasam, like kapati lavei. Hacha kapati lavei. A shmata is meant to get wet. So there's no cheshash schita. There's no concern you're going to decide to go ahead and squeeze it out. But if this person had to take his turban and put it back on his head, so here there was a real concern that he may squeeze it out. So that's why he did it. Now, Pasha, when you read the Gemara, it sounds like Rabba let this person out to dry, right? He just let him go and be Michal Shabbos. And he told Rabbi Zeira, he knew Rabbi Zeira was going to be, that this person was going to be Michal Shabbos. And he told Rabbi Zeira, watch, let's just see. You're going to see I'm right. You see what's going to happen. How would Rabba allow a person to do something where he would be Michal Shabbos? I mean, L'chura, he should have stopped him. So that's something that the Achronim grapple with a little bit. Either way, so the Mishnah discussed, B'met toimnim u'bama ein toimnim. Ein toimnim loy be'gefes, ve'loy be'zevel, loy be'melach, ve'loy be'sid, ve'loy be'chol bein lachem ben yaveshin. And then the Mishnah said, there's certain things that are a problem only if they're lach, but they're not a problem if they're yovish. What was that? Teven, zagin, muchin, and asovin. Muchin, shetoman b'hen. Let's say you did hatmana with muchin. You took this felt or this cotton or wool and you used it for hatmana. So sometimes you could use it for hatmana, sometimes you can't use it for hatmana. So you went ahead and you used it for hatmana. So this question was, ma'utal from the Shabbos. Is it mukta or is it not mukta? Are you allowed to carry it or you're not allowed to carry it? Meaning whether you can be metaltal it or whether you can use it for hatmana is two separate sugyas. Hatmana is a sugya, mukta is a sugya, but they're not the same sugya. So this question was, these mukhin, are they mukta or are they not mukta? Now the truth is, mukhin ordinarily is mukta. And the reason it's mukta is because what do you do with mukhin? What do you do with cotton? What do you do with wool? You make clothing out of it. You make products out of it. As a result, you're doing things with it that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's your classic keli shemalachti le'iser. That's mukta 101. So really these things should be mukta. The reason Rav Adar Masna asked Abaya Shaila is because he had it sad that being that this person's showing that he's using mukhin for something else, so even though the primary use is to make a shirt, but right now he's clearly using it for something else. So if he's using it for something else, maybe he's showing it's Gali Adaite that he doesn't want to use a le'isser. So maybe that's enough that it should be treated as a klisha malachti laheter. And that was his question. Could you use it or could you not use it? Meaning, could you be metaltal? It is a mukta. Amalei told him, v'chim ipnesha in le kubesh al tevin, oimidu mafke kubesh al muchen. He says, there's no way this person's going to use it forever in lieu of straw. I mean, what they used to use for hatmana? Use straw. That's billig. That's something you have out in your field. Muchen is expensive. So it's true he used it for this Shabbos because he wanted to have a hot cholent, and this was his only way of having cholent. But there's no way he was mafker it. There's no way he plans on using it this way forever. So it's still a keli shemalach del iser. If it's keli shemalach del iser, it's still going to be muktas. I think I have a riot to this. You're allowed to do hatmana with different types of wools, and you're allowed to use argaman. That's what we need. The in metal. No, it's, I mean, I'll let it carry it. Oh, it's mafurish. You can use moichin, but you can't be metalt on the moichin. So you see clearly that even though you use it for atmana, he wasn't mafkir it for sure. He's probably not going to use it again in the future if he doesn't have to. And as a result, it's still a klish malach. This is still going to be muktzah. So the Gemara says, but im yishum hala yirya. Really, there's no raya from there. Because you can always read the Brice as follows. Hachi comment. Im loy tama bem im metalt on noisam. Meaning, the Brice is maybe not talking all about the same case. Two separate alachas. These are expensive fabrics. So as it relates to these halacha is number one, toimnim bahen. And number two, ein metaltel noisan. Toimnim bahen, you can use it for atmana. Ein metaltel noisan, they're mukta because that klishim alach the lesser. Now, could be if you already used it for atmana, maybe then you could be metaltal. Maybe then it would be okay. But when the Brisa said a metaltalin, it wasn't discussing where you did the hatmana. It was discussing in a standard case where you didn't do hatmana. What's the hemshuch? The hemshuch is two separate halachas, negeya these materials. One is you can use it for hatmana. The other one is that it's muksa. But the Gemara says, Yehachi man, remember, what's the chiddush? I mean, this is a regular klishim alach to listen. I need a Brisa to tell me this halacha. The Gemara says, yeah, it's still a chiddush. Because ma'alutem, I would have thought chazin mizgalayo kamashmal. Sometimes people used to use them as rugs or as mats. Right? People used to sit on the floor. So you sit on the floor, you'd roll out your nice wool fabric, and you may sit on it. So you would have thought that maybe it's never considered a klishim alach to listen, even if you didn't use it for atmana. So that's the chiddush, that it's a klishim alach to listen. We look at it as muktzah. But it's only then that the Brice is saying that it's muktzah. In a case where you didn't use it for atmana. Could be if you use it for atmana, then maybe it won't be muktzah. Either way, you have no rayer. Of chizdas, okti gemara, shor la dure udra lebeisadio. So on the topic of moichin, again, what's moichin? It's cotton, it's wool. These things we use to make fabrics, they also use sometimes as stuffing. So you would take it and you would stuff a pillow with it or a mattress, right? You would use it as a stuffing. So Rav Chisda was matter to stuff a pillow with moichin on Shabbos. Right? That you're allowed to untie the neck area of a shirt on Shabbos. We'll see what that means soon. Avaloi Paisi, not let it create a neck area of a shirt on Shabbos. But the ain noisin es ha-moichin, loy lo teicha kava, loy teicha keses. As it relates to moichin, you're not let it stuff it. You're not let it use it to stuff a pillow or to stuff a mattress. It's mefurish. Beyond tevein tzarch lemi b'Shabbos. So it's a kasha Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was sharu la duri urdu lo beisadu b'Shabbato. He have a brisa that says it's aser, and it's even aser on Yontav, by the way. But it's like kasha, ha-bechadati ha-batiki. When the brisa said it's aser, it's talking about if it's a brand new pillow, brand new mattress. Where Rav Chisda said it's muti, he's talking about it was an old pillow, it was an old mattress. What's the difference? Because what would be the malacha? What would be the problem? Why should you not be allowed to stuff a pillow on Shabbos? It's because you're completing the creation of the keli, which is known as makah bepatish. It's one of the lamatas malachas. So what you're doing is makah bepatish. So when you make the pillow for the first time, and you complete it, it's makah bepatish. But once you have a pillow, and the stuffing was removed, and now you put it back in, that's not makah bepatish. Makah bepatish is the first time. So if it's chadati, it's makah bepatish, that's what the price is talking about, is aser. Where Rav Chisda said it's mutter, he was talking about where it was a makah bepatish. Tanya rami ochi, it's a mufurish of raisa. Ein noisin es ha-moichin, loy lo teich ha-kar, v'loy lo teich ha-keses, beyond the vein tzarech loy me-beshabes. Not true, if you had done it already, and then it fell out, machzir noisei b'shabes, v'ein tzarech loy mar beyond the Amar Rab Yehuda, Amar Rab. So we brought a braisa to ask a kasha on something Rav Chisda said. Again, this is one of these gemaras where it's a bunch of small little gemaras, and you have to hold the cheshbin as far as the paper trail goes. But regardless, we're talking about moichin. Why are we talking about moichin? Because the Mishnah mentioned moichin as one of the materials that sometimes you could be toimnin, and sometimes you can't be toimnin. Sometimes it's moisef hevel, sometimes it's not moisef hevel. So we mentioned moichin, so the gemara discussed whether moichin is muktzah or it's not muktzah, and then we had another discussion, whether you're allowed to stuff a pillow with moichin on Shabbos. Rav Chisda said, yeah. Maras the kasha from a brisa on Rav Chisda. Once we mentioned that brisa, we'll talk a little bit about that brisa. So what was the other thing mentioned that brisa? Not the moichin part. It's a matirim beis hatzaver b'shabbos, avaloi poischem. So in the olden days, if you would send a shirt to the cleaners, so what they would do is they would tie the neck area. That's how they would send it back to you. So the launderer would tie that neck area. For you then to wear that shirt on Shabbos, you would have to untie it. Untying is one of the lamatas malachas. Kosher is tying, matter is untying. So the Braisa says, a chiddush, that you're allowed to untie it on Shabbos. It's not considered a problem. Meaning, it's the only time you're really not allowed to untie something on Shabbos is if you're untying a kesher shel kayama, something that was supposed to be there, the kayama, and now you untied it. It was understood when the launderer tied it that you were going to untie it when you put it on. So as a result, you're not untying a real knot. It's something you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So that the Braisa said you're allowed to do on Shabbos. What can't you do on Shabbos? Let's say you have a shirt that you made, custom, and now you have to create a neck area. So you can't take a scissor and start cutting open a neck area on Shabbos. That's not something you're allowed to do. You're allowed to untie the neck area. That's not matter. But to create a neck area, that's something that would be a problem. What's the iser? Again, Masakim Mana. The problem is Yemaka Bepatash. You're creating something. You're not allowed to create a keli on Shabbos. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. And if this Gemara sounds familiar, It's because it's a Gemara Masechtas Makis. Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Hapesech Beis Hatzava B'Shabbos. If somebody creates a Beis Hatzava on Shabbos, Chayiv Chatos, which is essentially what the Braisa said. Beit Gemara Masechtas Lora B'Kana. Kana said, Ma Bein Zu L'Megufas Chavos. What's the difference between this and a barrel of wine? The halacha is, it's a mission at the end of the Masechta. If somebody brings you a barrel of wine, and the lid, the top of the wine, was sealed down. So the halacha is, you're allowed to open it up on Shabbos. So Rashi brings the braisa. Top Rashi. The Tanya Beperu Chavish and Ishbro. Maybe Yodim Chavis. You could bring a Chavis on Shabbos. Umatis as Roisha Besayv. And you could pull out a sword and open up the top. So before they had corkscrews, they had swords. So the person would literally whip out his sword on Shabbos and slice open the top. You want some wine? Can I help you? Right, that's something that you're allowed to do. So Mars Kash, what's the difference? Why am I allowed to rip open the top of the chavis on Shabbos, but I'm not allowed to open up the base at Tzavar. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rava. So Rava said, this is a kasha. He says, Pasha, what the chilek is? Zeh chibur, v'zeh ene chibur. Meaning, you never created a base at Tzavar before. So you're being mechadish something. That's a problem. That's Mesakimona, that's Makapadish. That's not something you're allowed to do. However, the chavis was, that has a sealed cover, once was a chavis with a cover. You sealed it. You are mechaber it. But the point is, you don't look at it as one thing. Even though they're mechubar, they're attached to each other, you don't really look at it as one. And if you don't really look at it as one, there's no problem with opening up. Now, this is obviously a major halachic discussion as it relates to opening up bottles and cans and all these different halachas on Shabbos and bags. But this is something that really we'll discuss in greater detail. The Kamon, Taf Kuf Mem Vav Beis, in about 100 dafim from now. But for now, the Gemara continues. Tanan. So again, we're talking now, the Gemara just mentioned this idea that there's a nafkamina between chibur and not chibur. The top of the barrel is attached to the barrel, but it's not one. And being that it's not one, you're allowed to detach it on Shabbos, as opposed to creating a Pesach for your neck in a shirt on Shabbos. That's something that's tikkun mana. That's not something you're allowed to do. So again, we're digressing from our digression. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in the second parak of Masechtas Uktzin. Shlol shel koifsin. So when people gave things to the launderer to wash for them, so what the launderers would do, they would tie the items together. Why? They didn't want the things to get lost. So you don't want to lose one of your socks, right? So what they do is they would tie the socks, and really everything came tied together. So now the launderer sends back your whole laundry bag of clothing, and they were tied together. Kiderech halunderers. That's what he did. Or if you had a bunch of keys that were attached together. Or if you have two begadim that are attached to each other, here's the chiddush, even if it was bikalayim. I mean, let's say you had two woolen begads, begadim that were attached to each other with a linen thread. All these cases, the halacha is chibur l'tuma. They're all considered mechuber. Meaning, even though they were just attached somewhat temporarily, but as it relates to tuma, they're considered mechuber. L'may nafkamina, if one thing becomes tuma, the other thing would become tuma. They're mitzaref to the shir tuma. They're looked at as one as it relates to tuma. Ad sheyaschal lahatar, until you start untying it. Once you start untying it, at that point, the halacha is that it's not going to be considered one anymore. So the Gemara says, Alma, you see from here, Shaloi b'shas malacha nami chibur. The halacha is that two things that are attached, even though they're attached temporarily, but it doesn't matter. Even if it's Shaloi b'shas malacha, meaning they were attached really so that when they're washed, they should be attached. But now they're not being washed anymore, but they're still considered mechubur. I'll ask you a kasha from a sechtes kelim. So asking a kasha from uktzen perik beis, to Kalim Perik Chaf. Makel Sha'asa Yad Lekardum. If somebody has a hammer, and the hammer is made up of a blade, a metal blade, and it's made up of a wooden stick. So you took the wooden stick and you stuck it into the metal blade. Allah is Chibul Tumah, but Bishas Malacha. While you do Malacha with it, while you're hacking with the hammer, they're considered one. So if the blade becomes Tummy, the handle is Tummy. If the handle becomes Tummy, the blade is Tummy. But it's very, very meduyik. Bishas Malacha and Shle Bishas Malacha Loi. So you have a stira. Here it's Mashma that when you sew all those things together, they're always considered Mechubah. And here it's Mashma, no, it's only considered Mechubah, Bishas Malacha, but Shle Bishas Malacha is not considered Mechubah. So the Gemara says, Amalei Hasam. No, it's very different because there's no reason to have the handle and the blade. It does nothing for you. Point is, you're not using it, so you don't need the handle and the blade attached to each other. And also, there's no reason not to detach it, because there's no tircha in attaching it. It's a total non-event. And as a result, being that you're not using it, so even though they're together, but we don't look at them as being one. We don't look at it as being mechuber. But hach over here, when you sew clothing together, shaloi b'shas malacha nami nichale. A person always wants it to be together. And the reason is, the imitanfu hada mechavelahu. Because there's a tircha sewing this all together. And what happens if it gets dirty?
you're going to have to sew it all back together when you stick it back into the laundry machine. So there's a benefit of it being attached. Even Shleish B'Shas Mechama, there is some level of me being pleased and satisfied with the fact that they're attached. I'd rather it be attached. That's the point. So if you'd rather it be attached, if you have some nichale, that's enough. It should be mechuber, even with regards to tumah. But if you don't care, it's a total non-event, then it's not considered mechuber. Shas malach, it's always considered mechuber. Shalei b'shas malach, it's not going to be considered mechuber. Zokti gemara. The following statement. Besura masla lahosh maite m'shved Rav Chizda. We're about to say, in surah they used to say over in the name of Rav Chizda. V'pumpadis masla m'shved Rav Kahana. V'pumpadis they used to say over in the name of Kahana. V'amal m'shved Rav, some say in the name of Rav. Okay, what was that? Man tana ha milsa dam rabbanan. Kol mechuber le'areu kumayu. So the rabbis used to say, kol mechuber areu kumayu. If two things are attached, we look at them as one. Meaning, if item A is attached to B, item A is like item B. So who said this? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Meir. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Beis HaPach, Ubeis HaTavlin, Ubeis HaNer Shebekira, Metamin B'Maga, Ve'im Metavin B'Ave Divri Rav Meir. So, once upon a time, they had Kiras of Perakira fame. And in the Kira, which essentially was an oven or a stove, they had little batim. There were little chambers, little closets, where they would keep things. One was a Beis HaPach. They would keep a Pach Shemen. They would keep oil in it. The other one was a Beis HaTavlin. They would keep spices in it. The other one was a Beis HaNer. They would keep a candle in it. So the question is, are those little batim inside the Kira, are they part of the Kira? Or they're not part of the Kira? I mean, if the Kira becomes Tameh, do they also become Tameh? They're part and parcel of the Kira or not? So Rav Meir said that depends. Depends how the Kira became Tameh. If the Kira became Tameh b'maga, meaning something Tameh touched, let's say a sheretz touched the Kira, so then the halacha is all those batim would become Tameh. But if the Kira became Tameh ba'aver, then that halacha wouldn't be true. Now, a kira is a klicheres, and because it's a klicheres, the halacha is it's only metama mitoichai. Meaning, if something touches the outside of it, it doesn't become tummy. It only becomes tummy if something touches the inside of it. Number one. Number two, a klicheres is metama ba'aver. That means if a sheretz would fall into the ear space of a klicheres, even if it never physically touched the cheres, the halacha is it would become tummy. If it touches it, about it's tummy. But even if it didn't touch it, even if it only went into the ear space of the aver, that would be enough. So Rav Meir said a chiddush. He says, you want to know if the Beis HaPach and the Beis HaTav and the Beis HaNer, Shebe Kira, considered part of the Kira? It depends on how the Kira became tummy. If the Kira became tummy b'maga, then they would be considered part of it. If it became tummy b'aver, then they wouldn't be considered. Rav Shimon said it's always going to be tummy. So the Gemara is chashtenish. Bishlam of the Rav Shimon, I understand, because Sovalav Kira dummy. He holds these chambers are not part of the Kira. If they're not part of the Kira, so just because the Kira became Tomei, they shouldn't be Tomei. It doesn't matter how the Kira becomes Tomei, they'll never be Tomei. El Rav Meir, but according to Rav Meir, Mimon of Shach, what did Rav Meir say? Became Tomei b'maga, they become Tomei. Became Tomei b'ava, they don't become Tomei. Is it the Kira or not the Kira? Ika Kira damu, afilu b'ava namin do Tomei. If it's part of the Kira, then it should be Tomei, even if it became Tomei al day ever. And so which one is it? The Gemara says, really, Rav Meir holds it's not like the Kira. This was all Gzeres Chacham. The Chacham were worried that even though it's not really part of the Kira, it looks a little like the Kira. So Chacham were Gezer b'maga, they weren't Gezer b'ma'aver. But the Gemara says, what's the Chilik? If they were Gezer, they should be Gezer b'aver. So the Gemara says, you say that it often says in the Tum of Atayra Sugyas, we find that even though the Chachamim very often were machmer in the laws of Tumah V'Tahira, so much of Tumah V'Tahira is 100% rabbinic in nature. We had Tumas Mashkin in the beginning of the Masechta, the Tumas of Klis Chuchas, right? There's so many Tumas that are only midrabbanan. But at the same time, although the Rabbanan felt they had to be machmer in the laws of Tumah, they very often were mekel as well. In the Chumra, there was always a Kula. And the reason is because being Machmer in Tumah is a double-edged sword. Why? It's not always a Chumra. Sometimes it's a Kula. Because Truma that becomes Tumah, the halacha is you burn. Truma that's Tahar, you're not allowed to burn. So if you're going to be Machmer in the laws of Tumah, what will happen if Truma becomes Tumah? You'll say, oh, I'm going to be very frum. I'm going to be Machmer. I'm going to burn it. That's a Kula. You're being over an Issadei Raisa by burning Truma that's Tahar. So the Chacham always wanted people to know when something's Tomei midai raisa, or something's tomei midrabanan. Usually, it doesn't really matter so much. It doesn't matter if what you're doing is asim midai raisa, asim rabanan. You're a yid. You have to know what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. But in the world of tuma, it mattered very much. You had to know if something's asim midai raisa, asim midrabanan. Because if you're going to think it's tomei midai raisa, it's going to come at a tremendous kula, a terrible churban potentially. You're going to burn truma, which is so hailing. So over here, the chama made their hacker, which they often did. What was the hacker? The hacker was that even though we're going to be machmed, the beis hapach, beis hatav, beis haner, shebekiro, be tomei. it can be considered mechuber, but only b'maga, not b'aver. Tanu rabbanan, another brisa. Masperish al prokim. Someone has a scissors that's made up of two parts. So we take for granted that you want scissors. You just pull open a drawer and pull out a scissor. But once upon a time, you had to put it together. So you had the two parts of the scissors. Vizemel shal rehitni, where you had a blade that was used by a carpenter. A rehitni is a carpenter. So it was made up of a blade and a little wood that attached to the blade. So halach is chibur l'tumah. They consider mechubur l'tumah. They ain't chibur l'hazah, but not considered chibur l'hazah. So what does that mean? Chibur l'tumah, if one of it becomes tummy, the other becomes tummy. Meaning if one half of the scissors becomes tummy, the other half of the scissors is going to be tummy. If the blade becomes tummy, then the handle is going to be tummy. Then I consider mechubal hazah. When do you do hazah? If something's tummy tumas meis, if a person becomes tummy tumas meis, or a keli becomes tummy tumas meis, in order to have tahira, you needed hazah from the para aduma. The halach is you had to be mitahir, you had to do hazah on everything that became tummy. So what happens if you have this case and you did hazah on half of it, on one of the blades of the scissor? The other blade is not going to be tahir. So we look at it as a chibur as it relates to tumah. We don't look at it as a chibur as it relates to hazah. So the Gemara asks a similar question to what it just asked. Man of shach, I chibur hu, if it's mechobra afil hazah nami, then it should always be mechobra, even for the hazah. And ilav chibur afil tumah nami loy, then it should be chomer lada. I'm a rabbi said like this. Dvar toy midday raisa, b'shas melach al chibur bein lotum bein hazah. What it matters is not hazah or tumah, but rather is it b'shas melach? Am I doing melach with the scissors? Am I doing melacha with the rehitni, or am I not doing melacha with it? If it's the shas melacha, it's always considered mechuber, whether it's for tumah or hazah. V'shaloi v'shas melacha, if you're not doing melacha with it, it's ain echibur, it's never considered mechuber, loy l'tumah v'loy l'hazah. So what's this halacha? This is all rabbinic. V'gazer rabbanon al tumah shaloi v'shas melacha mishum tumah shabashas melacha. Chom ganavon. The Chom said, we have to be machmir. Being that b'shas melacha, if one half becomes tummy, the other half is tummy, shloi b'shas melacha, you're going to have the same thing. So this halacha, that it's always mechubah l'tumah, doesn't matter if it's shas melacha, shloi b'shas melacha, part of it is midday raisa, part of it is midday rabbana. B'shas melacha is midday raisa, shloi b'shas melacha is midday rabbana. It's a chumrah de rabbana. Val hazah, as relates to hazah, shab b'shas melacha, mishum hazah, shloi b'shas melacha. By hazah, the chumrah is to say that it's not mechubah. So being that the chumrah is to say that it's not mechubah, and it's not mechubah when shaloi b'shas melacha, so chom had to be machmer, they had to say that it's not going to be considered mechuber b'shas melacha either. Meaning, the chom just felt they had to be machmer, because people are not going to know how to differentiate between b'shas melacha and shaloi b'shas melacha. So they were always machmer l'chumra. By tumah, the chumra is that it should be mechuber. By hazah, the chumra is that it shouldn't be mechuber. Right? By tumah, the chumra is it should be mechuber. If half of it is tummy, the whole thing should be tummy. By hazah, just the opposite. What's the chumra? The chumra is that it's not attached. You have to sprinkle each half of it individually. You need to do its own proper hazah. So being that when it's mechuber, b'shas melacha, it's a problem. So for tumah, they were guys, or even shalei b'shas melacha. And being shalei b'shas melacha, it's not considered mechuber. You would have to do hazah on both. We want to be machmir. We said even b'shas melacha, you would have to do hazah on both. One last gemara, b'zman shehin lachen. So the end of the braisa, or the end of the mishnah said that there are certain things that ain't toimnim, doesn't matter if it's lachen or yevashin. And then there were other things that it depends. If it depends if it's lachen or if it's yevashin. Says the Gemara, as it relates to all these things, so there's a difference now if it's lach, if it's moist, if it's wet, or if it's yavish. If it's moist, it's a problem. If it's dry, it's okay. When we say moist, it means naturally moist. Or let's say it became wet later. Is that also going to be a problem? Toshma. Loi b'tevin, v'loi b'zakin, v'loi b'moichin, v'loi b'asovin, b'zman shein lach. Iyam, b'shleim lachim machmas dover achar, shapir, b'shleim if lachim can be divin machmas dover achar, then I understand everything. Meaning, straw could be naturally moist. Zagin, that's the part of the grapes, it's naturally moist. Grass could be naturally moist, but moichin is cotton. Why would cotton or wool, why would these things be naturally moist? What's the mitzvah? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you it's possible. Maybe the moichin that the Mishnah is talking about specifically is wool. This was wool that was sheared off an animal, hot off the press, and you sheared it from the thigh of the animal. Rashi says the thigh schwitzes a lot. So I mean that it's very sweaty, it's moist, so maybe it was naturally moist. You have no right from the mission. So the Gemara of other time, Rabbi Shai, the time of Bixus Yevesha, Ube Peiros Yevesha, Abuloi Bixus Lacha, Veloi Bepeiros Lachin, says the Gemara, Xus Lacha Machmas Atzme Hechem Mishkach. So Rabbi Shai was just adding on the Mishnah. And whatever his definition of Lach was probably the Mishnah's definition of Lach. And he's talking about a Xus Lacha. What's an example of a Xus Lacha? So Bishleim, if lach doesn't have to be natural, then I understand. But if it means natural, what's an example of a naturally moist shirt? So the Gemara says, oh, very simple. It's the same thing. You made the shirt out of wool. You took the wool literally right off the animal. You took it from the thighs where it was shvitzy. And as a result, it would be naturally moist.